there's not even a Tlingit word for postage stamp.
Chuch daka chuchu is an envelope, which is the paper around the paper.
Chené Lance Twitchell is an author, artist, and teacher. He served as the MC for the ceremony.
So then I thought maybe a stamp could be chuch daka chuchu kashesi chuchu. So, paper around the paper, sticky paper.
It's called the Raven Story Stamp, designed by Rico Lanat Worrell. Worrell is the owner of the Trickster Company, which is known for selling everything from skateboard decks to leggings with Tlingit formline designs. It was one of his items at the gift shop at the National Museum of the American Indian in D.C. that caught the eye of an art director at the U.S. Postal Service.
And he said he was really drawn to the kind of the feel of traditional kind of design work, but in a modern context. And so that's where it all started.
That's Worrell speaking Friday on Juno Afternoon. The Postal Service gets tens of thousands of art submissions for stamps every year, and only 30 to 40 of them will end up in mailboxes across the country. This is a huge feat for Worrell as an artist. But for the Tlingit people, it's bigger than that.
He has a goal to tell the story of indigenous people today.
Marlene Johnson is the chair of the board at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, which sponsored the ceremony with the Postal Service.
The story that we are all still here. We have been here for at least 10,000 years, and we will be here for 10,000 more.
That brings a whole new meaning to the term forever, which is featured next to the letters USA right on the stamp. Native Northwest Coast art is well known for telling stories through large forms like totem poles and clan houses.
But Rico had to tell all of our origin story on the smallest canvas imaginable, a canvas that was less than an inch on the longest side.
The stamp has a form line drawing of a raven with a gold ball in its mouth, surrounded by stars. It's mostly black and white, with flecks of gold that sparkle in the light. It's a depiction of the dramatic conclusion of the story of how Raven gave light to the world by stealing it from a box. In the stamp, he's in a mess of stars, with the sun in his mouth, on his escape through a smoke hole in a longhouse.
And that smoke started pouring out all around it and turned this white, translucent, almost invisible bird into the black, beautiful bird it is today.
While the illustration speaks for itself, author and playwright Frank Henry Kosh Katas told the story of Raven in the Box of Daylight at the ceremony. And of course, the ravens themselves had to have their say too. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.